the rest of the story. Just when you think you can't improve on something. Well, Adrian Nicholas thought that he had a better parachute, more durable certainly, and just as surely more interesting, but would it fly? 24 feet square, canvas poles, ropes, the contraption was 40 times heavier than most parachutes. It would have been convenient to have dismissed Adrian Nicholas as an attention-seeking dilettante, except that he was one of Britain's top skydivers, holder of all kinds of world records, including the farthest unassisted human flight, 10 miles, the longest free fall, nearly 46 minutes. So Adrian Nicholas was no fool, and he was completely serious about and confident in this remarkable, if untried, parachute design. The only thing left was to try it. The date, June 26, 2000, the place Kruger National Park in South Africa. The latest word from the experts was that the experiment would fail. The giant cloth pyramid would tip over, perhaps spin out of control, or even fall apart due to unabsorbable stresses. But Adrian was determined. So at the appointed hour, a hot air balloon rose majestically into the African sky, hoisting the 38-year-old adventurer and his unique craft along with it. He could see the fruit groves stretching into the distance beneath him, then slowly the rest of the park. It was beautiful, but soon, as observer helicopters cruised near, Adrian began to realize the risk he was taking. 5,000 feet, 8,000, 10,000 feet above the groves, the wilds, they were in the departure zone. It was time. So at Adrian's signal, the harness was released, and a moment later the parachute was floating, free. Attached to Adrian's fleece-lined jacket were a video camera, a cell phone, a walkie-talkie, even a black box to monitor his descent. So if he didn't make it, at least the world would know why. But down, down like a soaring creature from some fantastic fairy tale or a seed pod from an Olympian tree, down, down a mile or more, and then safely to rest. The flight of Adrian Nicholas had been a rousing success. The design of his parachute had been proved, but the design was not his. I said the design of the parachute was not his design. Oh, the device had not been tested, not ever before. But it was scarcely brand new. For as Adrian prepared to launch it and himself into an uncharted ocean of air 2 miles over South Africa, one thought possessed him, that it took one of the greatest minds in all history to conceive of that contraption. But it took more than 500 years to find a man with a brain small enough to try it out. For you see, the parachute on which Adrian had bet his life, until he had built it according to original specifications and from Renaissance vintage materials, until then that parachute had been no more than a hastily scrawled sketch in a notebook dated 1485. It had been the whim of a multi-talented Italian master painter, sculptor, architect, engineer, and scientist named Leonardo da Vinci. And now you know the rest of the story.